Marshall men's basketball began practice this week for the 2013-2014 season. Clark Davis has more about a team full of new players hoping to turn things around.
After finishing last season with a 13-19 record, there were not many positives to look forward to this season for Marshall basketball. But the Herd is a team of newcomers mixed with just a few returnees. Counting graduations and departures, Marshall only returned 6 players from last season and mixes them with 9 newcomers. Marshall head coach Tom Herrien says he likes the mix of guys he has.
I know how far we have to go. You know, we've got a lot of areas that we've got to become really good at, and that's going to happen over time. But I can assure you that the one thing I'm confident about as I sit here is just the fabric of our group. They've really displayed great attitude, pride, willingness.
One thing that will help the Herd with its inexperience is a new NCAA rule that allows teams to start practice earlier. Marshall officially began practice last Friday, almost 2 weeks earlier than past seasons. The new NCAA legislation permits 30 days of practice in a 42-day period before the first game. The Herd's first game is November 8th against South Carolina State.
With this new start date, it's been good for me as a coach because it really forces you to have a little bit better management of your practice situations with the move up of the time. You get 30 practices within roughly a 42-day window, and I think it's good because we're really not going to go more than 3 days at a time, at least for the first 3 or 4 weeks of without a day off.
It's not just starting practice earlier that has the Herd encouraged, though. A late summer trip to Canada to play in an NCAA-exempted games against Canadian schools has given the Herd needed experience in game situations. Herrien says these added experiences and a lineup of guys with more versatility will allow them to do some different things offensively and defensively.
I think what you'll see most is our level of extended aggressiveness defensively. We've been more of a team that's played you purely in the half court defensively. I think you'll see both in makes and misses defensively, our ball pressure, our point of pickup will be much higher.
What that all means is guys like freshman point guard Kareem Canty will be applying full court pressure to the man with the basketball. Canty sat out last year when he didn't qualify academically. Canty says he's looking forward to an aggressive playing style.
We get to run and jump. We get to run and go. If we get a stop easy, we get easy dunks, easy layups, easy baskets. That helps us offensively.
Senior forward Elijah Pittman is the leading returning scorer for the Herd at 16 points a game. He echoed Coach Herrien's sentiment, saying versatility will be the key for the Herd.
There's going to be certain games to where we need 4 guards on the floor. There's going to be certain games where we need 3 bigs on the floor. And some people have to play positions that they're out of, but there's a lot of people on this team that can play positions that they're really not theirs.
Pittman says with schools like perennial Conference USA Power Memphis leaving the conference, it's time for the Herd to step up.
When someone leaves the king chair or the throne, they got to pass it down to somebody. And I feel like we need to be the school that they passed it down to. We need to be that big-time school.
Pittman and the Herd tip off exhibition play October 28th at home against Concord at 7 p.m. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.